Section 4. You will hear part of a lecture about public speaking. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40.
Pause the recording for 1 minute.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40. It is only natural to feel somewhat nervous before giving a speech, and while a few nerves never did any harm, and can in fact prove beneficial, letting your nerves overcome you can be detrimental. Today's presentation will focus on ways to control those butterflies and help you to give better presentations in future. First and foremost, you've got to know your material. I can't stress that enough. If you fail to prepare, you might as well prepare to fail. Even the most experienced speakers never turn up unprepared and never try to wing it. Personalise your subject and use humour, anecdotes and conversational language. This will make it easier for you to remember what you want to say. Secondly, practice, practice, practice. Rehearse well in advance and preferably out loud and with all the equipment you plan on using. Practice your timing, when to pause and when to breathe, and prepare for the unexpected. Something always goes wrong, especially when you're relying on technology, so always have a backup plan. Get to know your audience before you have to stand up in front of them. Meet and greet them on the way in, perhaps. It is much easier to talk to a group of friends than a group of strangers. And, just as importantly, know your room as well. Arrive early, pace the speaking area, and practice using the microphone and visual aids. The hardest part is trying to relax. Never rush straight into your speech. Begin slowly and address the audience first. In fact, even before you start, take a few deep breaths. You know, 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. This will turn your nervous energy into enthusiasm. Visualisation can be a great confidence booster. Visualise yourself making the speech in the way that you intend. Imagine your voice loud and confident, and picture the audience clapping and rooting for you. Remember, people want you to succeed. The audience wants to hear an interesting and insightful speech. They aren't hoping you make a fool of yourself. Whatever you do, avoid making unnecessary apologies. If you make a mistake or two, forget about it. Few will notice, and it will all be forgotten before too long. People often forget the importance of body language. Don't underestimate this. Your words carry far less meaning than your delivery. Success is defined by your intonation and confidence. If you come across as a confident person, people will listen to you. You will command their attention. Stand tall and proud and deliver with conviction. Humans are very bad listeners. We remember less than 25% of what is said and place far more emphasis on how it is said. Last of all, be realistic and give yourself a chance. No one becomes the perfect speaker overnight. It takes time to hone your presentation skills. That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.